I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protesters in Iran, mostly shopkeepers and students, were in the streets again Wednesday for the fourth day in a row, calling out Iranian leadership for economic failures and abuse of power. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
it just feels a little bit different. I mean, these demonstrations are becoming very widespread. It's going outside of Tehran, which is the main city. And so it's literally becoming a wave across the entire country. The people are calling for regime change right now, which is frightening to the regime.
Persians around the world are watching, especially Persian Christians, praying for revival in their nation. Unknown Nations works with some of these believers to advance the gospel in Iran, so pray for gospel hope and God's will. Then, you may be looking ahead to the new year, but don't forget to look back, too. Dr. Jen Murph with the MENA Leadership Center explains that pausing to thank God is more than a good idea for Christians.
Gratitude reorients us from self-sufficiency to God-dependence.
Yet for people carrying heavy responsibilities, it can be tempting to rush past gratitude.
One of the things that we struggle with as leaders is becoming results-driven. We have this mindset of always thinking about what's next, and we're not pausing to acknowledge what God has done.
In 2025, the MENA Leadership Center built new partnerships, and it's now positioned to train leaders in a new country, Pakistan. Join them in thanking God and praying for continued open doors, provision, and stamina for ministry. Then remember and thank God for what He did in your life last year. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.